The following program is intended for mature audiences.
You're listening to the NBX Sports Max Show on the NBX.com network.
Yo, NBX sports fans, this is your host Ace, joined by my bro Hot Rod. Today we're talking about Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, baby, Lance is all over the news, man. He's still getting blasted by the French press on suspicions of EPO use. It's looking like he might come out of one of the shortest retirements in the history of professional sports, and he just announced his engagement to Sheryl Crow.
And that chick is smoking, man. I was all for him tapping that ass, but tying the knot, what the fuck is he thinking? He's already banging her, and he's been married once with kids. Dude, Lance, wake up.
Who knows, man? Who knows? Maybe they need a tax break or something. I mean, between the two of them, they're probably worth a mint, dude. She sold millions of albums. He sold millions of those yellow rubber bands.
Fair enough, dog. But I hope he does come out of retirement. I'd love to see him win not only his eighth consecutive tour, but, man, 9, 10, and you know what? My favorite number is 11.
Exactly, dude. There's no better way for him to piss off the French than to dominate a race that's so dear to their hearts, dude.
And fuck them.
And their national identity, dude. Dominate that for a full decade. I mean, let's face it, that's why they fucking hate the guy.
Dude, without a fucking doubt. Every time he wins that race, it's as if he steals a part of them, man, like taking part of their soul, dude. It's the equivalent of him going to the Louvre every year, taking some of those prized artwork, shipping it back to Texas.
Yeah. Talk about pouring salt in the wounds, dude. But the only problem is, 3 more tour wins, dude, that's a shitload of effort. I think he could exact more vengeance on that whining, croissant-eating, Speedo-wearing country if he started charging $10 for each yellow rubber band.
100.
And then combine that, you know, with a couple hundred mil from Cheryl's checking account, and then just buy the Tour de France.
Dude, you are so right on with this idea.
I mean, he already owns it.
Not only could buy the Tour, but change the name to the Tour de Lance and then deny entry to all French riders to ensure that the French can never take satisfaction in seeing one of their own standing on the podium.
I love it, dude.
Fuck all y'all.
I love it. But why stop there, dude? Once they buy it, they should not only keep French riders out, but they should move it out of France entirely.
Yeah, I second that.
Like, the race should start in Texas, and then everyone should hop on a jet, ride through a portion of every European country, except France, of course, and then fly back to Texas to wrap
up. Well, yeah, they could buy the Concorde as part of this whole package.
Yeah,
I love the idea. And make sure those Frenchies don't start another Tour de France. They should pay off the French Parliament to make riding a bike in France completely illegal. 5-year automatic jail term.
Great idea, dude. You can't ride at the store, get a baguette. Can't ride to the mall to buy a beret.
Nope.
Or deodorant, which they don't even buy anyway.
They don't sell it there.
They sure as hell can never race a bike ever again in France.
Yeah, dude. It's going to take a ton of money. So, Lance, if you're listening, you better start selling more of them yellow rubber bands and get your better half, that hottie wife-to-be, in the studio to start cutting another album, man. Thanks for listening to NBXers. Tell all your bros about NBX.com. Make sure you check out our daily blog, our not-safe-for-work animations, our sports betting show where the smart green is, and our kick-ass sports action pick'em. I'm out of here.
Peace out.